News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Moving on, there are fears that Easter weekend could bring on a deluge of public littering in Galway. We're joined on the line by Labour Councillor Neil McNeillis from Galway. Neil, what are your concerns?
Morning, Shane. Yeah, I suppose what we're very worried about at the moment is that people are just gathering. The pubs are closed traditionally, you know, but would have got open the last 2 years, you know, up until last year. But we noticed that the last day when the weather was really good, people were gathering in our parks and our beaches and along by the canals. And there's only so many bins you can put out there. So we're just asking people really to make sure that they leave no trace, bring home their litter. I think the face mask and the coffee cup are the new cigarette butt. That's what we're seeing a lot of around the ground, but along with all of the cans of the drink. But the amount of coffee cups that people have at the moment, the fact that the weather's going to be good, they're going to be wandering around the city. Unfortunately, all the shops are closed, except for a few coffee shops. And then what that leads to is these coffee cups fill up the bins a lot quicker, and that leads to a lot more litter in the area then.
Yeah, are people actually leaving their face masks? There's something kind of disgusting about that.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, our outdoor cleaning staff, they're magicians. They come in really early in the morning. They clear up the town. They're frontline workers. They're cleaning up after people, taking up somebody's face mask and having to dispose of it. I mean, like, so they're cleaning up a mess and putting themselves at risk at the same time. I don't understand it. First of all, it was hard enough getting them to wear them. Then it was showing them how to wear them properly. And now they're actually just putting them down when they're having their coffee cup and not bothering putting, the same one back on. And just getting rid of it. So, yeah, I mean, I was in the city centre yesterday. I have a business myself. My railing's full of coffee cups and face masks beside it. So, you know, like, it's there. And then when you go down to the parks and the beaches, again, you know, people are walking. They're keeping their distancing, pulling the mask down and actually disposing it on the ground and not putting it into a bin. So, I mean, it is a problem. And as I said, it's like the new cigarette butt at the moment for us.
Is there should local businesses be doing more in terms of the cleanup?
I think first of all, local businesses have been closed up. So I mean, and again, is that the 5 km rule that's there? So I mean, I can't understand why
not all local businesses. I mean, not all local
the coffee shops. I think the coffee shops themselves, should be doing something immediately outside their places. I mean, we've had this problem in the past with fast food outlets, you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning, that they should be going out and cleaning up their areas afterwards. I think the same case is here. If we're going to be allowing coffee shops to be open, and they're causing this big problem because of the fact that the cups don't, you know, stack up properly when they're put into the bins and fill up so easily, I think they should be actually out and about outside their own immediate area and making sure that they clear up first. I think that we should be asking them to. I think they should be doing it anyway as well as part of putting the shoulder to the wheel for every other business in the town. Closed.
Yeah, I have to give a shout out to the Bernard Shaw in Phibsborough. A lot of people getting takeaways from there and eating on the canal. They go out every morning, their staff, and clean up the canal. And I think it's something a lot of businesses should be taking on board, Neil.
Yeah, I really do too. And I think, you know, like the Tidy Towns competition was postponed last year, and every small village is going to have the exact same issue as we're having in the city at the moment and big towns, is that, you know, you've got volunteers out cleaning up after them. You know, fair dues to that business, they're doing that. If you're down at the Black Rock, I mean, we've only got Black Rock Diving Tower in Galway, we've only got a handful of bins there. I mean, the whole idea is bins attract rubbish. I know that sounds kind of stupid, but at the end of the day is that you should be like not really out, you know, you should be bringing home your rubbish at the end of the day. And then what we've noticed ourselves is the bags of cans and all that kind of stuff that are just left there. If the bin is full, move on to the next one if possible.
I know. I never understand how people think it's okay just to dump it beside the bin if the bin is full. Take home your litter, folks. We leave it there. Galway Labour Councillor Neil McNeillis, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.